From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors are saying airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. In a separate development, Reuters has quoted sources saying a deal has been reached under which international relief agencies will begin delivering humanitarian aid tomorrow to an opposition-held town under siege from pro-government forces. Aid deliveries at the same time also will take place in two villages blockaded by the rebels. Kosovo's worst political crisis since declaring independence from Serbia in 2008 continues to deepen, with thousands of opposition protesters taking to the streets. That was in the capital, Pristina, on Saturday to denounce the country's elected officials and set fire to the government's headquarters. The crowd was angered by an EU-brokered deal with Serbia, which allows Serbian-majority municipalities within the predominantly ethnic Albanian state to establish an association and have more autonomy. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, estimated to be at 8,000. The conflict between Saudi Arabia and Houthi rebels in Yemen is drawing in participants from across the Red Sea. Eritrea officially announced its readiness to support the initiative. In exchange for its involvement, Eritrea reportedly receiving money and fuel, however telling the Voice of America they're simply defending their allies. This is VOA News.